I work in an office doing various things, like answering the phone, filing papers, making appointments for my boss, you know, general office work, stuff like that. But lately, I've noticed my boss staring at my big tits and shapely ass. I know lots of men stare at women they work with, stare at their bodies, imagining what they would look like without their clothes on, imagining how it would be to fuck them or have them suck their cocks. But my boss is a Catholic priest, for God's sake. That's right, I work for the local church. It's okay to look, I guess, even though my boss is a priest and they aren't supposed to have carnal thoughts. But I'm a married woman, and lately, Father Baz has been saying sexy stuff to me, like telling me I have great tits and what a lucky bastard my husband is. He asked me other stuff, too, like how often does my hubby fuck me and do I like sucking cock? The final straw was yesterday when he asked me if I fuck other men and do I like women eating my cunt. I was so embarrassed, I didn't know what to say. So, after thinking long and hard about it, I decided I was going to report him to the bishop. I went to the bishop's office and told him everything, leaving nothing out. I told him all about how the priest was staring at my body and asking me personal questions about sex with my husband and sex with other men and even with women. I even used the dirty words Father used, even though it made me blush, and I couldn't look the bishop in the face when I said them. Then, after listening to my concerns, the bishop told me to go out and have a cup of coffee and to give him enough time for him to contact the priest. So I did, and when I returned to the bishop's parsonage, I took a seat on the bench outside his office, waiting for him to call me inside, and that's when I heard him laugh. So, being curious, I pressed my ear to the door so I could listen better, and that's when I heard Father Baz telling the bishop some of the filthy jokes he used to tell me. Then they were laughing about how I was upset about being asked if I let other women eat my cunt. They were laughing at me. I was so fucking angry that I just burst into the room and told them that they had no right to talk about me that way. They looked shocked, but quickly the bishop told me to sit down and shut my fucking mouth. I went to protest, but again the bishop said, "I told you, fucking shut up." I was shocked. I didn't know what to do, so I just stood there with my mouth hanging open. Then the bishop said, "I know you are desperate to keep your job. You really need your job. So you just do as we say, or I'll sack you for stealing out of the petty cash fund, and you'll never get another job in this town again." I protested and said I never stole anything in my whole life, and the priest agreed, but added, "Who do you think the people will agree with, the Honorable Bishop or you?" Then the bishop said, "Are you one of the foolish people who think priests and other men of the cloth don't like sex? Of course we like to fuck. After all, we're only human. So it's your choice. Get naked and fuck us, or get the sack."
God, what was I to do? I was trapped. I really, really needed this job because my husband didn't make all that much money, but together we got by, and I knew what they wanted me to do was wrong. Especially doing it right there in the parsonage like that. But what choice did I have? So, reluctantly, I stood up and started to remove my dress, slowly stripping it down off my body because I was loath to take it off. It was a tight-fitting black knit that hugged the curves of my body. My husband liked to see me wear it. Then they had me twirl around in my skimpy bra and panties, the ones I got from Victoria's Secret, the bra being my favorite pink one that pushed my tits up so they spilled out over the top edge of the bra cups, and the matching pink panties that were nothing more than two scraps of lace sewn together. And they admired my body as I turned around and again, and I could see them staring at my exposed tits and at my female nether regions, which were covered by pink lace. But they could see some of my pubic hair escaping from around the lace, and they could see how the lace kept creeping up the crack of my ass so that my ass cheeks were all exposed. I was so embarrassed, but what could I do? I just hope and pray that my husband never found out what I was doing.
Okay, said the bishop, take everything off and get on your knees and suck my cock.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I hate sucking cock. It's so dirty, taking a man's penis into my mouth. I don't even suck my husband's cock, though the few times I did before we were married, I could handle it because my husband doesn't have a very big cock and he doesn't come that much, just a few dribbles, which I quickly spit out. But I didn't think I could get away with that kind of a blowjob here because when the bishop took his robe off, I saw that he had a large, massive, stiff prick. I mean, it was fucking huge. I could barely get my mouth around it. As I was sucking his cock, he started to face fuck me. He put his hands on the back of my head so that he could hold my head still and just fuck his cock inside my mouth, fucking my mouth like it were my cunt. Jabbing it in further and further, and then he was ramming his prick deep into my throat. To get turned on because I love the dirtiness of it. My husband doesn't know that I'm a dirty girl underneath my prim and proper exterior. And I am never dirty with my husband. But I don't know. There was something about the situation. Me being naked with two men, two holy men, men of the cloth, as it were. Me getting face fucked while Father Baz was watching. And that isn't all that Father Baz was doing either. Because while the bishop was face-fucking me, Father Baz had quietly released his hard prick from the confines of his robes and was jacking it off as he watched. I could see him out of the corner of my eye through my tears. Then suddenly, I felt Father Baz behind me. He was rubbing my wet cunt with his slimy cock. Oh yes, my cunt was wet because I was fucking turned on by the dirtiness of it all and I was ready to get fucked. I was needing it. Then Father Baz suddenly plunged his prick balls deep into my snatch, and I was spit-roasted, and I loved it. I had secretly watched porn where sluts get fucked from both ends, and I always got wet and wished that someday I could feel what it was like, having one big hard cock in my cunt while another big hard cock was fucking my face and throat. One night, when I'd had a little bit too much to drink, I had hinted to my husband that maybe we should try something like that, even if only with a dildo. But my husband said, no, never. So that was the end of that. But now, in the presence of these two holy men, I was no longer a nice married lady faithful to my husband. I was the whore I'd seen in the pornos, and I was fucking loving it. I was wiggling my ass and jiggling my tits and pressing them against the bishop's legs as I was playing with his balls as he throat-fucked me, and I was moaning as I was being fucked by the priest. The priest said, the horny slut loves it. Do you want to turn in her cunt? The bishop replied, I want to turn in every fucking hole. And he stopped face-fucking me and moved around behind me. And when Father Baz withdrew his prick, the bishop slid into my tight twat. His big cock filled my fuckhole, and I started to cum. Oh, my God, his big, huge cock felt so good to me and my sloppy, wet cunt that my cunt cum so fucking hard I shot my fuck juice all over the bishop's balls. Oh, God, yes. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, God, I love it.
Oh. And Father Baz was now fucking my face, just like he'd fuck my cunt. Oh, God, I love his cock so much. I could taste his pre-cum and my cunt cream on his prick.
Drink it down, you slut,
Father said, and I felt his prick unloaded, tearing a spunk into my mouth and throat. Then he took his meat from my cock-sucking mouth and he asked me,
does my cum taste as good as hubby's?
Well, how the fuck was I to know? And I said I didn't know. Hubby had never come into my mouth. The bishop was really pounding my gash hard, and he said, I'm going to flood your dirty fuckhole with my cum. I'm going to bless your womb with my holy spunk. And I cried out, yes, please, your worship. Oh, fill my cum with your blessed cock juice. Oh, God, yes, I love it. Oh, God. Oh, thank heavens he did. He filled my cunt with more cum than I'd ever had before. I'm telling you, it was fucking great. Oh, I was exhausted. There I was, laying on the floor, thinking about how I'd just been used and happily fucked. And instead of feeling ashamed, I was feeling horny. I wanted the bishop to do what he said earlier, to fuck every hole. The two men sat next to me, watching me, and telling me to do dirty things. I was told to finger fuck my cunt, to pinch my nipples with juice from my snatch, and to suck my fingers clean. They had me say dirty things. I had to say they were both better fucks than my hubby. And I had to say I was a fucking horny cum dump that they could fuck any time they wanted. I suppose I didn't have to really say those things, but I simply wanted to say those dirty things. I wanted to be their slut, their slave, their cunt to use. I think playing with my cunt and saying dirty shit made them horny, and they were ready to fuck their slut again. They'd been slowly jacking their soft pricks while they watched and listened. I had to suck both their pricks and get them really hard again. First one, then the other. And that was something that I now want to do often. When they both had massive boners, Father Baz lay on his back, and I had to sit reverse cowgirl on his hard cock and take his big cock deep in my bum hole.
Oh, oh, ooh, ow, ooh, ow, ow, fuck.
I thought my eyes were going to pop out, but I was lucky. He had applied lots of lubes to my ass and his cock, but still, it was my first anal fuck. He lay still, letting me get used to his big cock in my asshole, while the bishop aligned his massive fuck stick to my cunt and entered.
Oh, ooh, God. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I was double penetrated. A cock in my cunt and one in my arse, and I was like gone to heaven. Oh, I love this. This was fucking. This was everything I dreamed sex could be. What me and my hubby did was not fucking. I love being a cock-hungry cunt. I was so filled up with cock. I fucking loved it. I love feeling their big cocks inside me, fucking me, and holding onto my tits for leverage, mauling them, squeezing them, my tit flesh overflowing their hands, my nipples hard. I was begging them both to fuck me harder.
Oh, God, oh, sweet Jesus, I loved what they were doing to both my cunt and my shit shoot. Oh, God, yeah, oh, fuck yeah. Ooh.
As one rammed his cock in, the other one was sliding out and then back in again. To say I was in heaven being fucked by the bishop and the priest may have been an exaggeration, but I sure felt close to God as my cunt started to come.
Oh, I'm coming. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, jeez, yeah.
Your cocks deep into my fuck holes. And the bishop said to me, come, you fucking filthy whore. This is just a start. We'll fuck you whenever we're horny. Then I felt his prick twitch, and I knew he was unloading a big wad of spunk into my snatch, and I used the muscles in my gash to milk his last drop into my cunt. Father Baz was really railing my buggered bum, and I knew my ass was being filled with cock cream for the first time, but definitely not the last. Oh, oh, God, I loved it. Ooh. They told me I was now theirs to use whenever they wanted, and I agreed. I was their cum-dump cunt. I was told to get dressed and report for work as usual. My job was safe, just so long as I fucked them both. I dressed, but I was told to go home without my panties. I went to protest, but I remembered they were my masters, so I did as ordered. And as I headed home to my husband, I could feel the cum seeping from my sloppy cunt and bumhole, and it was running down my thighs. I bet everyone in the bus could smell my dirty cunt and the cum coming from it. It was embarrassing, but not as embarrassing as trying to think up what to tell my loving husband when I got home. I could just walk in and say, hi, dear. How was your day? What if he then asked me how my day was? Oh, it was okay. The priest fucked my ass and the bishop drilled my cunt, and then they both sent me home with cum dripping from my ass and cunt. Yeah, right. I know how that would go over. So, I decided the best thing to do was just to tell my husband the truth. I was forced to fuck my bosses. When I walked in, my husband just looked at me, and I started to cry. I said to him, I was just raped. Well, not actually raped, but I was forced to fuck my boss, Father Baz, and also his boss, the bishop. Hubby held me and told me to tell him everything that happened. And so I told him how I went to complain about Father Baz sexually harassing me, and suddenly the bishop started doing the same thing. I was told I had to do as they wanted, or else I'd be fired, and the police called and told I'd stolen stuff. Hubby wanted explicit details, and I was happy he was so concerned about me. So I told him how I had to strip naked, and how I had to finger fuck my cunt, and how I had to suck both their cocks, and how they both come in my mouth, and then I had to talk dirty to them and make their cocks hard again so they could fuck me. Go on, said my husband. What did you do to get them hard? I told them I loved getting my face fucked and how I wanted my hungry cunt fucked. I told them I wanted to be their cum dump and that they could use my dirty cunt anytime they wanted. I told them I was simply a mouth and a fuckhole, and I sucked their cocks and balls, and then they fucked me. Suddenly, I noticed my husband was rubbing his prick through his pants. The dirty fucker was excited and hard. My husband was aroused at me being forced to fuck other men. You bastard, I said. You like other men fucking your wife. And he confessed that he did, and it was something he'd always dreamed about. I told him I was going to quit my job, because if I stay there, I know they will be fucking me often. He said, we need you to keep your job. We need the money, so don't quit until you find another job. Then Husby said, tell me about them fucking you. I told him that I was spit roasted. One would fuck my face while the other one plowed my cunt. They would swap places, and the one that had just been in my fuck hole would make me suck his cock and suck my cunt juice off his prick. Hubby had his cock out, and he had me stroking it while he was playing with me and sucking my tits. I told my hubby that they decided to DP me, one in the pink and one in the stink, they said. Husby's hand was now in my sloppy cunt, and he groaned. Wow, one in the cunt and one in your ass. My husband was moving me, so I was laying on the couch, and he had my skirt up around my waist, and he was looking at my cunt and figuring my cum-drenched snatch. And hubby said, I have to fuck you now. Your gash is still wet with their spunk. I opened my legs wider and said, please, fuck me, fuck your wife's cunt, her dirty, slimy cunt, and add your spunk to theirs. He was balls deep inside me and fucking my twat hard when he asked,
did you come when they fucked you?
Of course I came. I came a couple of times. And yes, I fucking loved it. So what? And seeing it excite you, I'll be doing it often. And not only with Father Baz and the bishop, but with others too. Many others. I might have been forced, but once I had a cock in my fuck chute and one in my mouth, what was not to love? And the DP? Wow! A cunting ass full of man meat? I wasn't telling lies when I told them I wanted to be their cum-dump cunt. From now on, I'll be wearing sexier clothes to work, and panties might be something I forget sometimes. Telling hubby the truth certainly worked out okay for me. Confession really is good for the soul. And in my case, it was also good for my mouth and my ass and my cunt.